Arts House respectfully acknowledges the traditional owners of the land we govern, the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people of the Kulin, and pays respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. We acknowledge and honour the unbroken spiritual, cultural, and political connection the Wurundjeri, Bunurong, Jajawurrung, Tangarang, and Wathawurrung peoples of the Kulin have to this unique place for more than 2,000 generations. We accept the Uluru Statement from the heart and are committed to working together to build a better future.
Hi, my name's Kath Duncan, and it's my pleasure to share a summary of Arts House's Disability Inclusion Action Plan 2023 to 2028. Alternative formats. This plan is available in alternative formats on the Arts House website at www.artshouse.com.au. There are PDF, Word, Summary, Easy English, and Plain English versions. There is also an Auslan video summary of this plan. This audio recording draws from the summary and plain English version of the plan. Language. This plan uses the terms deaf and disabled people and person with a disability. Arts House's Access Advisory Group decided on the language used in this plan. We acknowledge people use different language to identify themselves and their communities. These terms change in different contexts, and we will always respect self-identification. We recognise a broad definition of disability. Disability includes physical disability, intellectual disability, and sensory disability. It also includes neurodivergence, mental illness, chronic illness, and cognitive disability. Arts House respects the varying ways deaf, deafblind, and hard of hearing people may wish to self-identify. In this DIAP, we use deaf to respect the rights of the deaf community. We respect that the deaf community has a separate language, Auslan, and culture. We acknowledge that deaf people face cultural and language barriers. Throughout this document, Disability Inclusion Action Plan will be shortened to DIAP or PLAN. Purpose. The purpose of this Disability Inclusion Action Plan is to strive for a model of disability inclusion based in solidarity and disability justice. We want to ensure disability inclusion goes beyond compliance and competence. We recognise that disabled people face multiple intersecting oppressions. This plan will guide Arts House's work and make sure it's accessible, inclusive, and anti-ableist, with actions that reduce barriers for deaf and disabled people. To inform deaf and disabled people on what to expect of Arts House's commitment to inclusivity and access. To commit Arts House to consultation and input from deaf and disabled community, respecting the knowledge, creativity and expertise disabled people bring. To embed a culture of improvement on disability inclusion that ensures accountability to deaf and disabled communities, artists, audiences and staff. To commit to safe working environments for staff, artists, audiences and communities with regards to COVID-19 and other communicable diseases, ensuring disability and immunocompromised communities are regularly consulted. Introduction. As a key program of the City of Melbourne, Arts House is committed to a future where our diverse communities can be celebrated for their role in creating a vibrant cultural capital like Melbourne. Arts House supports the social model of disability, where disability is caused by barriers in our society. Those barriers can include the physical environment, social norms, the ways we communicate, and the attitudes people have. It's our responsibility to create programs and opportunities that reduce these barriers to enable participation by all people. In creating this DIAP, we've drawn on knowledge learnt from our first DIAP in 219 to 222. Our consultations with deaf and disabled people and everything we've learned from our sibling venues, Art Play and Signal. It's also informed by City of Melbourne's Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2020 to 2024. This plan has five focus areas. One, culture and employment. Two, education and training. Three, creative program. Four, communication. Five, venue. We view this plan as a living document and hope the ambitions contained within grow in step with its goals, needs, and priorities, and the feedback we receive from the deaf and disabled community. Who we are. Arts House is a program of the City of Melbourne based at North Melbourne Town Hall on Wurundjeri country. We support artists to develop their new art ideas, commission major works, and provide ways for artists and audiences to connect. Contributors. Embracing the principle, nothing about us without us, originating from the disability rights community, Arts House believes deaf and disabled knowledge and expertise are central to good access work. This plan was developed with deaf and disabled consultants. Arts House's Access Advisory Group is a group of deaf and disabled artists, writers, and policymakers. They've committed to help establish, consult, and review key actions of the plan for 2 years. Members may also be involved with the Arts House program, so they can have multiple viewpoints on what we're doing. The group includes Artemis Munoz, Hannah Morphy Walsh, Jonathan Craig, Texter Queen, Thomas Banks. Co-facilitators from Arts Access Victoria, Margaret Mayhew, Janice Florence. Consultant, Catherine Dunn. Arts House Access Working Group. Arts House has an access working group with staff who represent different skills across management, creative, marketing, venue, and production. This group meets fortnightly to steer the implementation of the plan. All staff work on the actions committed in this DIAP. Budget commitment. Arts House has a dedicated access budget with money for artist and audience services and support, creative access consultation, communications, production, and advisory groups. Access is also built into each project budget. We encourage artists and companies to prioritise fundraising for access expenses at the start of a project. If funds need to be raised for a specific project, this becomes an action in the DIAP. Building specific costs are sought annually via City of Melbourne's Disability Discrimination Act Capital Works budget. Learning and development costs are sought via City of Melbourne's Learning and Organisational Development budget.